And a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Jimmy Garoppolo is a go for Monday Night Football tonight. He'll get the start in Detroit, where the Lions are 7.5-point favorites. UNLV football's five-game win streak was snapped this weekend at Fresno State. The Bulldogs held off the Rebels 31-24 on Saturday. That's six straight wins for Fresno State over UNLV, which falls to 6-2 on the year. They'll play at New Mexico on Saturday, where they opened as 11-point favorites. The Golden Knights will try to continue their hot start when they take to the ice tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Puck drops against the Montreal Canadiens at 7 o'clock. And the Los Angeles Lakers host the Orlando Magic tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Lady Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Settled into some decent travel conditions as far as accidents go on the freeways. We're getting the all clear from Nevada State Police. We do have a new one, though, to report on the southeast intersection of Russell and McLeod. It is a cool start to the work week. We're not expected to even see 70 degrees this afternoon. Should stop right around 68, with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour throughout the valley. It's a chilly 46 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. I love these people. Did you know that open enrollment for Medicare runs through December 7th? If you qualify for Medicare or Medicare Advantage or a prescription drug plan, it's important to find out about the big changes coming in 2024. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. I love the fact that over the weekend we had all these presidential wannabes, including Ron DeSantis, including Donald J. Trump, that were in town and making speeches to the National Jewish Coalition. And it was so cool. One of them, Ron DeSantis, was on with Rita Cosby at Newsmax as he was in Vegas set to talk to this national Jewish group. This was Ron DeSantis Saturday.
Governor, it's really great to have you here, especially on such an important day. And I know you're speaking there at the Jewish event there in Las Vegas. It could not come at a more pivotal time, don't you think?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you know, these are always, I've been coming to this gathering for years and years. There's a lot of great friends, and it's always something that's a lot of fun. But this year, it's a much different context because we have massive conflict now in Israel versus Hamas, the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust on October 7th. And so the world is just different now. But I think you're going to see a group that is going to be solidly behind the state of Israel. And I'm going to deliver the message. You know, I don't care what some imbecile on a college campus says. I don't care what liars in the media say. And I certainly don't care what worthless institutions like the United Nations say. We are going to stand with Israel in this dark hour for them.
You know, you talked about college campuses. Do you believe some of these individuals that are out there protesting, many of them are foreign nationals? And I know Tim Scott, who is also running for president there on the GOP side, he has said deport them. If they are out there and they are spewing sort of pro-Hamas messages, deport them. Do you agree with that?
I was the first candidate to say that if you have foreign visa holders out there making common cause with Hamas, I'm canceling their visa, and I'm sending them back. That's a bare minimum. They don't have a right to be here on a student visa. It's a privilege to be here on a student visa. There's a lot of Americans that would probably want those slots. There's other foreign nationals who actually like the United States who would probably want. So they have no right to have those visas. And if they're going to make common cause with terrorism, we are going to eject. We actually took action in Florida in our state university system because you have one of the student groups is called Students for Justice in Palestine. And that national group, which they have these campus affiliates, they said publicly after the attacks that they don't stand in solidarity with Hamas, that they are part of what Hamas is doing. Well, you know, you may have a right to say certain things, but that's material support to terrorism if you're saying you're part of what they're doing. So we deactivated the Students for Justice in Palestine, and we're the first state to step up to the plate and do that.
What's your reaction when you hear that even some of these protesters are burning the American flag? They were doing that in front of New York City Hall. To me, that was chilling.
Well, I'll tell you this. I say, Rita, you know, I was somebody, I was a blue-collar kid growing up in Florida. I ended up working my way through Yale and Harvard, and tell people I'm one of the few that have gone through both and come out more conservative than when I went in, because these universities have long been known as being hotbeds of left-wing activism. But I must say, in my day, yeah, you had a lot of things that these students would do that were outrageous, but actually celebrating a terrorist attack when the blood wasn't even dry on some of these Israeli civilians, you had students out there celebrating Hamas. It has gotten worse over the last couple decades. There is a sickness on these college campuses. I don't know why American taxpayers are funding these universities if that's the type of garbage they're going to produce. And the response by a lot of these university administrators have been absolutely pathetic, particularly in places like the Ivy League. And Harvard, they're offering counseling for Palestinian Arabs who may feel bad. They're not doing anything to help their Jewish students who are now under attack. You saw what happened in Cooper Union in New York City. This is as bad as it's been in my lifetime, and these universities are a big part of the problem.
It is so much fun having these people, these presidential wannabes, come through town. I absolutely love it. Stay with us. Coming up, boy, we got a lot on our plate. Michael Schaus will join us top of the hour. Before that, I'm going to want you to hear Byron Donalds. He is a rising star in the Republican Party. Member of Congress from Florida. Good guy, it looks like. And he is a rising star. Trust me. Watch Byron Donalds. You see him on cable news all the time. And he knows what he's talking about. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay and Buck. We'll be looking at the Biden economy because there are some factors right now that make people think things are getting shaky. And going into the 2024 election year, it could in fact be the economy that determines who the next president is. We'll talk about it.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives at conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and gaming space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. If you'd like to get a free gift and an invite to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Chop House, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Text WAR to 26786 right now.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702 702- 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I mentioned Byron Donalds. If you don't know him, you will soon. He is on all the cable news shows. He is bright, articulate, a person of color. He is a great representative for the Republican Party. I mean, he is kind of that next wave. And by the way, he's on the House Oversight Committee dealing with Biden and the Biden crime family and all of that. I thought it was interesting. He was on, Sunday Morning Futures yesterday, and that the House Oversight Committee has been working during that three-week search for a speaker. They've been working and making progress. Listen to this.
Where does this investigation stand? You've had 3 weeks searching for a speaker. Can you get back up and running now?
We absolutely can. Even when we were doing the search for a Speaker of the House, in the Oversight Committee, Jamie Comer was still uncovering financial information because of records that we subpoenaed. That's where this check from James Biden to Joe Biden, the $200,000 check, materialized from. What we know is that James Biden received about $600,000 from a foreign healthcare company. Joe Biden gets a check of about $200,000 during the same time period that James Biden is being paid. Those are the facts. And so we're going to use that information to continue to get more bank records to follow the money line, follow that tree of that chain of evidence. We're going to get back on track. You can rest assured.
Well, the skeptics and the critics of this investigation keep saying that there's no evidence. What do you believe is the most damning evidence? We know that you've had 176 suspicious activity reports indicating lots of flowing of money in 20 different shell accounts, and you've also had witness testimony. But what do you deem as the most damning evidence so far of potential bribery?
Well, honestly, the most damning evidence is now we're starting to see the transactions that went to Joe Biden, money actually going into his hands. One of the things that I believe we're going to uncover is that there were payments made on behalf of Joe Biden where they didn't give the money to him, but the money was spent on his behalf. That stuff is damning in and of itself. And I think there's also another piece to this, Maria. You have the cover-up that is going on in the FBI and at the Department of Justice. We are now getting information that federal prosecutors were being stonewalled by the FBI, something that, according to Scott Brady, quote unquote, never happened at any other point in his career. But because of this investigation, he had to get clearances to continue the investigative process. That's insane to me because it means that you have elements of our Department of Justice and our FBI that were covering up for the President of the United States. Those are the two damning pieces that we have at this point. We're going to continue to follow the evidence to see where it takes us.
More to come from Byron Donalds. I don't think that's the last we've heard of him. Coming up, we'll let you hear from no less than Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, relative to what's going on in the Gaza. Americans that are trapped there, what are they doing and what are we doing to get them to free them up? We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
D.
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You get ready for Monday Night Football? I am. Raiders, Lions in Detroit, and Jimmy G looks like is going to start. So that's good news. Jake Sullivan is the national security advisor to the president. He was on Face the Nation yesterday with Margaret Brennan talking about Americans in Gaza. Listen to this.
Does the U.S. know if the roughly 500 to 600 Americans in Gaza have survived the past 23 days of bombing and have the hostages?
We are in regular contact with most of the Americans who are in Gaza. We can't say every single one, but all of the ones who reach out to us, we follow up with on a regular basis, even sometimes a daily basis. And so we know that many of them are still there, still waiting to get out. And we are working actively to try to make that happen. The challenge right now, Margaret, is that the Egyptians are prepared to let Americans and other foreign nationals out of Gaza. The Israelis have no issue with that. But Hamas is preventing their departure and making a series of demands. We're trying to work through that to create a circumstance where all of the Americans who are in Gaza are able to get out.
Let me ask you about Israel and how it has explained its mission to the U.S. government. Saturday, their military said it killed a Hamas leader who had overseen the drone strikes and the paragliders who carried out that horrific attack on October 7th. They'd already announced that they'd killed the commander of forces responsible for the massacre at Kibbutz Nirim and another key Hamas commander. Have they told you yet at which point they will declare this mission a success?
Well, they have declared, they have told us in broad terms that making sure that Hamas can never again threaten Israel in the way it threatened Israel before is their core strategic objective in this conflict. But in terms of what the specific milestones are, that is something that ultimately is up to Israel. This is their military operation. They will make that decision. And we will continue to ask the hard questions of them, Margaret, that we would ask of ourselves in a military operation like this. What exactly are the objectives? How are the means matched to the objectives? And how will this evolve over time? That's a conversation we've been having. It's a conversation we will continue to have in the days ahead.
Okay, here's the problem. You've got mixed messages from the president, from his national security advisor, from Democrat members of Congress, Rashida Tlaib. We've got all these mixed messages that are out there, and I don't know that there is like one voice on this subject. One of the things we're going to do in our next segment, so we're going to be joined by no less than Michael Schaus. He is the political columnist and the founder of Schaus Creative. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the mixed messaging that seems to be going on with the Biden administration, and why they can't seem to settle on one view of what's going on in the Middle East. Should there be a ceasefire? Should there be a pause? Should there be nothing? And just let the Israelis have their way with Hamas and wipe them off the face of the earth. That is my personal view, that it ought to be a scorched earth policy. I know there's a humanitarian deal that's in play here as well. But the fact is that these people killed hundreds of folks in Israel. And it's just, Israel has a right to defend itself and will do so. Now the question is, how does the Biden administration sell all of America on one policy? One policy. That's what we're looking at. Anyway, Michael Schaus will join us coming up. Also, you'll hear from Jay Green, a senior research fellow at the Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation. And we'll find out more about the college protests. Where are they coming from? Why are they happening? We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated.